and T-Bro Laura Rosenberg on a Friday, and we got tickets to that fight, man. That big fight, Haney versus Garcia. This one's a big one. Going down tomorrow, Saturday, inside the Barclays Center. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can order the fight exclusively on DAZN pay-per-view. So if you want to be in the building, you want these tickets, we need two contestants right now to call us up to play. Laura never loses. 800-223-9797.
Original, girl, you want a replica?
No.
Smoothie, no regular, regular.
No.
Pretty for real, I'm pretty for my cellular.
No.
You don't say you're hot.
No.
Yo, Ebro, Laura, everybody, Rosenberg. It's Friday.
Friday.
Woo-wee. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for a weekend that looked just like yesterday? Damn, you know this weather thing is always whack.
But
Saturday late afternoon, some sun's supposed to jump through. Some rain in the morning Saturday. Clouds most of the day Sunday. We're not getting out of the 60s, 50s, high 50s, 60s. But sunshine projected next week. Let's hope it sticks.
Yeah,
somebody got to get their life together on this damn show of ours and turn their volume down on their equipment because I'm hearing an echo. So somebody's computer, somebody fix it.
Oh, I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all. All right. Well, I was.
What you working on, Laura Staffs?
No, wait. This is just funny. I'm telling Shawnee how Miami Cruise Company is set to launch their first ever nude cruise in 2025.
Y'all don't want it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Shawnee's telling me his experience is so funny, Eva.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a nudist colony?
No, I have.
A nude beach.
I have. I did not know I was going to one. And I got there. And, you know, I was staying somewhere else, though.
Yeah.
But the people that was nude, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm never doing this again. Yo, the people that get naked ain't the people you want to see naked,
That's
bro.
That's the issue here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I was the first time I went to Jamaica. They wanted to show me all the hot spots.
You went to hedonism.
And they took me to hedonism.
Yeah,
so
man.
So we did 2 days, one night stay. And I was like, all right, Jamaica, you know, it's clothing optional. So you don't have to be naked if you don't want to. But I get there, and it's all old white people that are fat,
yeah.
Naked.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it's not hot.
It's not. You know, remember, if you old enough to remember, there used to be a Hot 97 event that took place at Hedonism. Hot Night Jamaica was at Hedonism back in the day.
God, I did
and
not know it was at Hedonism.
Yeah. So when we took people down to Jamaica, it was at Hedonism, bro. And like you said, it's clothing optional.
Right.
So obviously mad people wasn't naked, but there's definitely a section that is.
Right. Right.
Oh,
and that section is not hot.
You're like, come on, man.
Don't give me that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because in your mind, you're thinking like gorgeous bodies.
No,
you know?
Not.
Like,
I think,
like,
by the way,
you're just like,
let me tell you something. This happened to me at such a young age in my 20s that I've never thought that since then. Never. And I've never heard from anybody that's ever stumbled upon anything nudist in their life that it was what you wanted to see. It's never happened.
Right. So just imagine you're thinking this, and not to downplay this nude cruise,
oh, God.
But you're thinking that's what it is, and now you're trapped for 5 days with just naked, not so nice bodies.
Well, listen, if you've ever been on a cruise, and you know the type of people who like cruises.
Right.
And you know the types of people who like nudism.
Uh-huh.
Imagine what this cruise is going to be like.
It's not so nice.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. On the line right now, we got Rudy and Maisha on the line for a little Lord Never Lose
It. Maisha.
You're HR, the girl that I never had. Maisha,
hey,
good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mike, you still sleepy, huh? Me too.
She tired.
It's been a long week, fam. I don't know why. Same number of days as any other week. Rudy, what's happening?
Happy Friday.
Good to speak
to you guys. How you doing?
Good to speak to you too. Everybody tired. I thought I was the only one that was feeling this week was long, man.
Nah.
What happened this week that was so, was it the weather changes, like the shift, like it was beautiful one day and then it was just, what could have happened this week?
It just
week
feels like there's so a lot crazy going on in the world too, combined with the weather.
No, it's happening.
Floods, everywhere you turn, it's like, it's just like,
Who you want to represent you, Maisha, me or Laura Stiles?
I'm going to go with Laura.
Okay, hey, Laura, Maisha. Laura, Laura.
Let's go, Laura.
Hey, bro.
Hype me up, Maisha.
The fight is Saturday night. Barclay. This is the last, one of the last chances to get tickets right here, right now. 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee's got the question.
I got them.
Let's play, Laura. Here we go.
Who settled a lawsuit over a 20... Laura? Style.
Okay, I'm just going to go with Trey Songz.
That is correct. Yeah. Over the 2016 sexual assault. What is a seven-sided shape
Ebro
called? Ebro.
Laura.
Three. Two.
Septagon.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I was going to say that too, Eber.
Incorrect. Heptagon.
Heptagon. Not Septagon. Heptagon.
It is Heptagon. Who will be hosting a show? Are you smarter than a...
Ebro.
Travis Kelce.
Smarter than a celebrity. That's a fact. Okay. Tie game. What is the name of a snowman?
Ebro. Name of a snowman.
The snowman.
I'm going to go with Olaf in Frozen.
Olaf in Frozen, correct.
Yes.
Whose husband had to go to a judge?
Laura.
Ebro.
Husband to a judge. Whose husband? Husband.
Three.
Had to go to judges.
Two.
I have no idea, but I'm going to say.
One. Time's up on you, guy. Laura, you can tie the game. I finished the question. Whose husband had to go to a judge to get permission to go on her world tour?
Nicki Minaj.
That is correct. The game is tied.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Okay, tied.
Maisha and Rudy.
Here we go.
On a Friday, it comes down to this.
The Friday face-off.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What is...
Oh, God. Okay.
The largest... country located fully in Europe.
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The largest country located fully in Europe would be
one.
Russia.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I was gonna go with that too.
Russia has Asia.
Two. What'd you say?
Ukraine, how?
It is Ukraine. Laura wins.
Really? Wow. Never even heard of that before.
Whoa.
Doesn't Russia end up in like Asia?
It does, but I couldn't think of anything else.
Right, so that's why it says located fully in Europe.
Yeah, because that was my first thought too.
Ukraine?
Maisha.
Wow. I didn't even know Ukraine was that big. Shocker.
Maisha, you are going to the fight, Maisha. You are going to see Haney versus Garcia at the Barclays Center. You got the ticket.
In the building.
Thank you.
Well, you sound way more awake now, Maisha, than when you first started.
I definitely was, because let me tell you, I was rooting you on over here, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
It's going down, man, Saturday night. If you want to watch it on television, it's on DAZN. They haven't changed that name yet?
I guess not.
DAZN? DAZN? Does anybody call it DAZN or just us?
No, I think some people do, but it's wrong.
It's definitely not DAZN, but DAZN is...
What a crazy decision.
DAZN. Anyway, hang on, Maisha. We'll get your info on the way next. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
All right. Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Nas and DJ Premier confirmed what we were speculating. They just dropped a new collaboration. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a lot of music out today. Nicki Minaj, she got a remix. If you're out in New York, you know the hottest record out here is For Sure. There's a remix to that. If you're a Swiftie, there's a double album. And Laura Stiles has another in the flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right. So Nas has confirmed the speculation that began earlier in the week when he posted a throwback photo of DJ Premier. New music has indeed dropped. They dropped a new single called Define My Name. So we mentioned this yesterday because we were curious because we were like, wait a second. Nas titled his Instagram post. He was like, then versus now, what if?
Is it an album?
So right now we got a single. I have a feeling something else is cooking.
I mean, I hope you're right. I'm into it. I'm down. I'm totally into it.
As I said yesterday, Primo's been dropping these little one-offs of people.
Just a month ago, he put out a record with Snoop that was fire.
That's right. So that's still bubbling, you know? Either way, though, cool. I mean, who doesn't enjoy this?
Now, Lord, you did say this is in celebration of 30 years of Illmatic, right?
No, you did. You were mentioning it earlier.
Yeah, this is a celebration of the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest albums of all time.
Facts. Queens, what up?
I can't take it. It's 30 years today, guys.
Today. Oh, which part today. Can you take? The fact that we've been celebrating since it was 20 years or the fact that it's 30 years?
No. First of all, Ebro, bite your tongue. We've been celebrating since 10, my guy.
Has it been? Yo.
10, bro. They did a thing in 04. They did 14. They did 19. Listen,
and we, classic. Yo, and me and Rosenberg are always like, here we go again. But it is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Absolutely. And no, the part that I can't take is not any of that. It's just, I can't believe 30. That's just such a big number.
Well, see,
and I guess if the album still hits so well, it's like, you can't even believe that it's that old when you listen to it.
Well, later on the show, I don't know what happened in rap because Nas was, what, 18, 19 when this dropped?
Yeah.
Yes.
30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why was he so smart and eloquent? And what happened to the education system or the people who want to rap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because he also came from nothing. He was 18 years old, 17 when he was making it.
Yes.
And he was making straight poetry.
Now, maybe it's because his father's a jazz musician. I think his mom was a teacher. He read books. You know, reading books is very helpful to your vocabulary. But also, I think it's important to note that there was just a premium placed upon the ability to storytell and articulate vivid visions.
True.
That I don't know if there's a premium placed on that. The other thing that I think should be noted, too, is as a young person, Nas allowed greats into his sphere to work with, right? Like, that was something he wanted to do, like working with DJ Premier or working with Pete Rock or working with Q-Tip or Large Professor, right? Like, he wanted to have that on his album and was smart enough to do it. Or maybe he didn't know he needed it, but the people around him was like, yo, bro, you want this fire. Trust me.
Word. But remember, they're all only a few years older than him, and they were like the vets. Now, if a young artist were to bring in the vets who are a few years older than him, they're still idiots doing nothing. So, what are you going
to
do?
And think about it. Your first album is one of the greatest albums of all time.
That's so wild.
Like, consensus. Like, nobody even argues that.
There's classes on it. University classes on it.
I mean, it was five mics then. Everyone thought it was great then. This is not modern. This is not something that people started to think about.
No, this is not recent history bias of something. Nah, this is not because it got repopular on TikTok.
Exactly. In 94, people said, oh, this is a classic. In 94.
Right.
And every time they celebrate it, the conversation continues.
Well, now we got a new installment in the legacy of Nas and DJ Premier, right? Laura Stiles?
Yeah. Yes, the single is called Define My Name.
All right.
So we can get that on for you, but that is your Flashing Lights Report. Time is 7:03. Today's a high of 56 degrees, a little rain tonight. Alternate side parking is in effect.
And I know there's some smart young people out there who are rapping, but for some reason, nobody cares.
Not the way they did back there in this drop.
No.
WQHD FM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
EbroInTheMorning.com.
Nas, DJ Premier. If you're awake right now, you'll appreciate this. You know why? Because you're an adult and you have a job. You know what I'm saying? And you're listening to the program for adults with jobs. Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, Nas, Primo just dropped.
Or adults between jobs, all right?
Whatever, you got one. Let's get it. Means victory, help a whole name means protector. Shorten it by two letters without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow with a blonde who's a 10. Vape pen when I speak is like a lottery rent. Quote my total, multi mogul. And they wild spacing, it drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep. Cause sleep is the cousin of death.
Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind.
I can guarantee you something. Nas sleeps. That's why he's still healthy and alive. Hey, you can't. Walking with his finger on the trigger. Big enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson now.
I have undressing.
Thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. Into DJs, my blink tape plays, bullets and strays. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the owl in his pack. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people's come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack. I just max. I dream I can sit back and laugh like Capone. With drugs dipped soon, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many bombs. I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain. Be prosperous, though we live dangerous. Cops can just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics. And the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau. Through rap slow, my ramen is a vitamin.
Hell, without the capsule.
The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box.
If you're in East State,
the city never sleeps. Full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle. Had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers. 20s a Buddha. With beepers. In the streets I can reach her. I got blunts I teach her. Inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin.
You don't listen to that.
It's not literal. It's poetic license.
It's poetic license.
Yeah, he's meaning, you know, he's conscious. He's awake. He's paying attention.
That's right.
Head on a swivel.
I never sleep. Stay woke. Oh,
early woke.
Early wokeness.
You know what I mean? Not stay woke. Stay woke.
The term that's been co-opted by white supremacists, racists, and douchebags.
Right.
Never sleep, stay woke.
See? Mm. 30 years ago he was on.
Fact though. Yo, fam, if you... Listen, you may not want to make rap that sounds like that. That may not be what you're into and what you and your friend circle and your generation is into. But if you listen to that, and it doesn't move you or intrigue you, and you claim to love hip-hop, that's the biggest button I have for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Like, I don't even, like, and when you listen to that, if you say to yourself, you know what, I thought I wanted to be a rapper, I just want to be an artist, I respect it. Because you hear that and you're like, I can't do that. I don't know how that happened. I can't do that. My vocabulary's not that big.
Right.
Boom.
I'm just, you know what? I'm going to just do a little song. I'm going to kind of sing instead.
Let me just go ahead and sing and auto-tune this out, baby.
I get it.
Let me just auto-tune this up, baby, and try to get to this bag and meet some girls.
Speaking of the music and how it makes you feel, I got a... I got a DM from a friend of the show yesterday who said, she was like, yo, Rosenberg, I just got to let you know, I hear it when you guys have been talking about this battle recently. She's like, I hear you going through the motions. I can just hear your heart. She was like, you used to have like such excitement when you talked about things about rap. She's like, I can see you kind of like working through it. And I was like, oh, man, she's right.
No passion.
So I hit Rosenberg with the button.
I wouldn't say no passion.
Congratulations.
I wouldn't say no passion. I would just say, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. It doesn't feel real to me. Something about it ain't real.
Well, the lack of realness, like, you mean you think this is all a work, is what you think? Or you're just like, it's based in nothing. Like, what are you guys competing for? What's the actual competition for?
All of it. That part, I don't like believe what it's real. I mean, listen, I believe Kendrick has some real things he feels about Drake and wanted to get them off. And I think that Drake probably has some real feelings around. I believe there are real feelings there. But there's something about the whole delivery of it all and the way that we're consuming it and the everyday social media of it and the amount of voices weighing in. When you think about the players involved, that the whole thing is just like, it makes me want to puke. Cool. Yeah, it's just that.
You
feel me, right?
100%. I mean, it was exciting when you heard Kendrick jump in, but the first person out of the gate after that apologized in 2 days.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Yeah, I guess in retrospect, that's also not a great start for the battle.
That's not a great
followed by Drake jumping in and sampling DJ Academics. Like, everything about it is kind of like
taking Academics for hip hop now. What you talking about?
This is great.
What are you talking about? Academics is where hip hop's at. You know what I'm saying?
Hip hop hasn't been this excited in a minute, bro.
That's a quote.
Things going on.
So Rosenberg is the least excited for a Kendrick response.
And it's actual bars. There's no singing and auto-tune happening. Come on, man. You're excited about this.
I feel Rosenberg. I feel everybody. But I want to point out, you know, for me personally, there's been plenty of opportunities for the greatest artist that we see right now, the biggest artist that we see right now, Drake, to do things that are quintessentially hip-hop and really feed hip-hop and do, like, you know, what the hip-hop, core hip-hop fans want, which is like a classic barred-up album from Drake. And he doesn't want to go about doing things that way. There's also the Ghost Rider stuff and, you know, I think the other behind-the-scenes stuff that's frustrated a lot of people over time. But Kendrick Lamar, at every turn, has tried to make his brand, his albums, and what he does very thought-provoking, very thoughtful, very smart hip-hop. Like, leaning in on what we were just talking about with Nas and Illmatic. At every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And even the musicality of what he's doing, bringing in jazz musicians and bringing in like real musicians and sampling those musicians and turning that into original bodies of work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if I'm Kendrick, I'm definitely frustrated with someone like Drake. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. So I get that. Drake's response to that has been just to talk about his record deal,
right?
His lack of height, his shoe size,
right?
And the fact that he's affiliated with, you know, people who are, you know, street type bosses.
Kendrick hasn't said all of that. That's number one, because the way he came back on First Person Shooter was really just bragging rap also.
What he feels inside, the reason he has an issue with Drake and what Drake represents.
So we think.
Well, maybe, but we don't know. Yeah, so we think, because he hasn't expressed it. And to be honest, Drake, people that listen to Drake don't want that from Drake, because Drake's For All the Dogs, the second part, was that.
Yeah, and they didn't want it. Nobody wants that type of hip hop. And I'm, by the way, I am I am, this is an overstatement, an oversimplification. Right. When I say nobody wants it, because it does exist, but it doesn't get popular. There's not a large audience trying to consume barred up, you know, boom bappy leaning, thought provoking, you know, purposeful hip hop, which is why people run around and call Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers a brick. Or J. Cole called it tragic or whatever, is because it was musical, thoughtful, lyrical, you know, something you had to listen to and pay attention to. And so if you're mad at the state of hip hop at any point, you just got to understand that hip hop got so big and so popular that the type of hip hop that gets put out is stuff that can reach, and I'm using air quotes here, the masses. And, you know, we could be mad at the people making it, or we could be mad at ourselves who claim to love hip-hop but don't run out and consume it the way it should be consumed, though, so that more people want to make the stuff that's thought-provoking. So hit us all with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I don't... None of this really had anything to do with Kendrick.
No.
I mean, like, obviously, I liked what Kendrick even said. And Kendrick's probably going to play this out the way an old school thing would play out. He probably won't do anything until it's time for his album or until something makes sense, and then he'll drop. It's kind of all the accoutrement around it that makes me feel
all the AI crap, not knowing if it's Laura, real or not. I know.
Laura, it's the AI. It's the commentary on social media, bro. Like, it's the... Literally every time you open up your account, you'll get fed like TikTok think pieces from 19-year-olds breaking down stuff with no context of hip hop whatsoever. They only have context of like Drake and Kendrick and this world. There's no real historical anything. Like, the only place where to me there's a tolerable conversation about this is here.
Well, you're biased. Because those 19-year-olds on TikTok, they have something to say, and they deserve a voice, and everyone deserves to contribute.
Everyone deserves a voice.
Everyone deserves a trophy.
Thank you, social media. Everyone should be able to weigh in.
Rosenberg, like, you were that 19-year-old once, except
yeah, and guess what? And you know what?
I'm
glad you're saying that.
Shut his bum ass up. You're college radio for a second.
Exactly. And so just to be clear, because there are people listening going, yeah, but I remember when you got here, and I felt like, and you're absolutely right, there are people who felt that way. Just so you know, though, even at 27 when I got here, 27, I was on like my fourth radio job, had played in empty rooms, had done all of the requisite work to hopefully earn a chance to get to prove myself to my peers. There is no proving yourself to your peers. There's hoping that you find an algorithm that decides we should feed you to other people.
Well, that's your peers now.
Your peers are just other idiots?
That's right. And the algorithm.
You played.
And the algorithm, it's great.
The algorithm.
So, yeah, I just... So it's not even a dish.
Al Gore's rhythm is your peer.
Al Gore's rhythm, I never heard that. Did you just make that up?
No, I've said it before. Nobody cared the last few.
Did you? But honestly, you should be proud of it. Is that a you thing? You came up with Al Gore rhythm?
I have no idea. I really don't know where I got it from.
Well, it's pretty good because he reportedly invented the internet.
It's Al Gore's rhythm.
By the way, I'm just trying to distract from the real news of last night, which was that Israel fired missiles at Iran, and it sent me into a place of. I haven't been unhinged like that. Yo, I feel bad, Natalie.
Were you pacing in your apartment?
Yes, and Natalie walked in and she didn't know yet. And when she saw me, I was like, "Hey!" And she like gave me like a happy. She gave me like a happy kiss, hello. I was like, "You didn't check your text?" She was like, "I just went right into." I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Netanyahu sent the missiles. He wants us to die.
Oh, no.
He wants world war. This is it. Let's pack it up. I was not in a great place, guys. I woke up and the world was still here, so I guess I feel a little bit better. But
These things play out over a long period of time, generally speaking. So, you know,
but can I just
head on a swivel? Mm.
So I'm keeping my head on a swivel, and I know we don't have a half hour here to go start 20 years ago. So I just want to start on April 1st. Okay, the congratulations just on April 1st. I'm not even going to talk about the horrible atrocities in Gaza. I'm going to start right now. April 1st, Israel hits whether intentionally or unintentionally, hits an Iranian embassy in Damascus. Okay? 10 days later.
Did anybody ever say it was unintentional?
I don't know. I'm just not pretending to know any more about it. I just I don't want to. Or it was targeted, maybe. I don't know. They take out an embassy in Damascus of Iran. 10 days later, Iran goes, all right, well, we can't let that stand. So after Ramadan ends, Iran, who, by the way, we don't want problems with. And when I say we, I mean the U.S., everyone on this show, everybody listening, don't want problems with.
Nope.
They say, we're going to respond. The respond they come with is very deliberate and telegraphed and basically completely ineffective. Everything gets taken out.
And also, it should be noted that it was a response that was kind of like, look, we have to respond, which is
that's
why
I'm
we're
saying,
letting everyone see what's happening. And we don't want this to go any further either.
Right, like, but we have to respond because you did something, and so now we have to, so we're letting you know, we're letting you know. But I'm not trying to paint Iran as a good guy. I'm just explaining, though, they were not trying to go to war in that moment. It was a, hey, let's respond. Nothing really happens. One, unfortunately, child was severely injured. That was literally it. Like, there was no other casualties. So after that happens, Biden and other world leaders go, hey, Israel, let's just, that was it. You hit them. They hit you. Nothing really happened. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up because we will not support you. As much as we support you, we will not support war with Iran. Several days passed. And then last night, the news comes out that Israel has decided to send missiles towards Iran. And I cannot wait to hear what Joe Biden has to say today.
Well, he should
get up
there.
Comes out soft again today.
Well, first, I don't know if I could take it. Many in the Congress have been saying, "Hey, stop sending Israel weapons." Now, that's not a part of the agreement. So clearly, you know, the United States has a standing agreement with Israel. But if Biden gets up there and says anything other than LL Cool J, and congratulations, I played myself.
Congratulations,
the world's coming from because we keep sending them military aid. The other thing that people should point out is it's in Israel's interest, and Netanyahu specifically, and his relationship with Trump, conservatives, the Christian right, and all of that to keep this chaos going. This is what people who support Netanyahu want.
But Trump wants him in war?
Well, war helps Trump's bid for the office.
Oh, got it. Because I was going to say, Trump's not, I don't think really about them going to war.
No. Trump, it helps. Well, Trump was definitely about moving that embassy to Jerusalem and exacerbating the issue over there and with Kushner and all of that. It was definitely with all of that.
But no, it's actually kind of more the opposite. The chaos of the war, then he can come in and go, oh, what we need to do is we need someone who can end this.
That's right.
I can be the one.
That's right.
I'll say, Bibi's my friend. He doesn't respect Biden. He respects me.
That's right.
By the way, that part's true.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you one thing Netanyahu doesn't do is respect Biden. He is literally sunning you on a public stage. You literally could get up there right now and go, hey, you know that Iron Dome that we funded that's saving you right now? Hey, here's the deal. Nothing more for you. And in fact, there'll be nothing more for Israel until Netanyahu's out of office. Y'all better work it out. We're not doing this
anymore. They're not brave enough. Matter of fact, if you think Biden and the U.S. and the Congress is brave enough to do that with the amount of funding that they get from the APACs and all of these other pro-Israel lobbies, hit this button.
Congratulations.
I just don't understand
LL J. Cool J.
Money or not. So is it going to be worth world war? I mean, these are the kind of conversations we're talking about, step by step here. So, hit us all with the button. I don't know who to hit with the button.
Everybody.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Everybody.
I just want to know what the logic last night, what could it have been besides I just don't want to go to jail?
I don't want to go to jail, and I want to go down as a martyr, and I want to go down in history as a person who decided and stood on business.
Stood on business, right?
No matter who died,
no matter if people in Israel died, no matter where they died, I stood on business. You know, never again.
Y'all know how small and like densely populated Israel is. Like, you know how like the level of scary that if it's going to be just like waking up today and checking out the news when you're Iran. how serious their military situation is? I mean, listen, the Iron Dome is super protective. You really want to test it like that? That's what you're interested in? In densely, Ebro, with Tel Aviv and Jerusalem populated the way they are? Okay. All right.
Look, man, we had a discussion here a few weeks ago where I asked you, I said, is it time for people who have supported Israel for a long time to rethink that position and even rethink what Israel means in the Middle East and how it's been used by world powers as a pawn in this whole thing? That's if people really want peace. If people really want loss of life to stop, which I don't believe people really do.
I don't either. And then you see very little coverage of it, but it's happening. You see people in Israel protesting, saying, no, we don't want this either.
It's been getting very loud, too. And it'll be interesting to see what this week brings as this guy just keeps going on, man. It's been 6 months, 7 months since October 7th.
Well, and yes, Netanyahu's the face of it, but everybody said something when he employed his warmongering buddies who are all about this in his, what's the government called?
The Knesset, they were literally about not only war. I mean, you have guys in there who were straight up like they believe in ethnic cleansing for real. Like they really want Palestinians gone. Like those people exist in his cabin. Like the same way we were like, oh my God, do you see who Trump's bringing into office? Bibi's people were like that times 10.
How about this? This is how bad it is. You know, at the UN yesterday, once again, the United States was the only one to vote against the Palestinian state yesterday. You guys saw that news story.
Yeah,
literally the entire world. Well, two countries abstained, but the entire world wanted to keep and make sure the state of Palestine had a voice at the UN.
Yeah.
And the United States of America voted against it again. Uh-huh. And we've voted against resolutions. And the resolution that we put forward as a nation for the current state of affairs didn't even include a ceasefire, the one that the United States put forward. So the reason I say when Biden gets to that podium today, if he gets to a podium today, we are talking out of both sides of our necks. We're frauds. We don't stand for anything right now.
Yeah, because this is really as much the U.S.'s thing as anyone.
Let me re-say what I said. We do stand for something. We stand for basically what Israel's doing.
Right. You have to be clear about that. That's what you stand for because you're paying for it.
We're paying for it. We're not stopping it. We're not doing anything at the UN. We're just putting loose words out into the ether on microphones, but then behind the scenes, sending more weapons, doing more things. Oh, yeah, no, we want to help the people in Gaza. Oh, nope. They shot some workers that were trying to feed people. Now all of the help moves out. Like,
ribbit. You played yourself.
Let's play some.
It's a big button.
It's a big button.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free up next. We're going to beat the buzzer and get somebody paid. Sun is shining right now. I don't know if this continues, but let's enjoy this morning commute as much as possible. It's Ebro. It's Laura. And it's Rosenberg. Cash 197 minutes commercial free. You know, I don't say too much here, but if you have a young person in your life, a child, a sibling, a relative, a neighbor, you know, sometimes, you know, people don't know the people to ask questions to, and they don't know the right question to ask. And if you don't know the right question to ask, you can't get the answers you're looking for. It's very, very important to kind of know that. And if you have a young person who wants to be in any field, career path, or something, sending someone a timely email, an organization, a director of an organization, you know, I'm like, for instance, my nephew wants to be a weatherman. He wants to be a meteorologist. He's
really
in college. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yes. And he's like, yo, do you know anyone in, you know, in weathering. And I was like, yo, I do real weathering every day.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, you already know the movie.
Bro, bad. We big weathering. But at any rate, even in my own family, I've asked him several times, hey, send me your tape. Send me your, let me hear what you're doing. If you want to be on TV, if you want to be on the radio, let me hear what you're doing. Haven't gotten a tape. So right. Then I gave him another suggestion. I said, hey, you know, if there's someone who has the job that you want, find their public email on LinkedIn, make a LinkedIn account, try to email them, you know, because that's where professionals do things, on LinkedIn. Or maybe you can get to the company that they work for and send an email to their administrator, you know, their administration, maybe have an assistant. Because let me tell you something, what execs love to do, they will try. It may take some time. But people who have reached a certain level in life do not mind giving 30 minutes to a young person to try to give them the real insight on what a job is. Mm-hmm. But it will require you being organized and knowing what questions you want to ask. Do not get on an email or a Zoom or whatever, FaceTime, whatever the hell you're using, and not be prompt, brief, direct and clear.
Simple. Just simple.
Keep it simple. And also know what their business is. For instance, if you were to ask time with me and you get on here and start asking me about the music industry, I'm going to tell you, I don't work in the music industry. I work with the music industry because they want me to play a song or be knowledgeable about a new artist or do an interview. But I don't know the inner workings of contracts and splits and publishing and who's doing what. I don't know it. I don't know. I don't know it. We work in media broadcasting. And so we understand the inner workings of that. So you just got to kind of know things before you start trying to get these internships.
It makes, and you got to do some research. Yeah, to show your passion that you're really serious, because you don't want to waste somebody's time.
Oh,
it happens,
man,
more than you think.
I hate wasting people's time, and I hate when people waste my time.
Yeah, you gotta be ready for prime time.
I was on a Zoom also with like a potential intern for one of the mentorship programs they do. Why was this person scrolling through social media? You could hear everything during the interview.
Wow.
You could just hear music backgrounds. I was like, all right, are you on Instagram right now? You might want to stop.
No, listen, I had a similar situation recently.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The person came for an interview with me and the person who had arranged it. And me and the person who arranged it from the organization, the two of us were just sitting there waiting. And I'm like, listen, I'm not the most punctual person that there's ever been, but I know one thing. If I was applying as a kid to try to get my foot in the door somewhere, I wasn't going to keep the person who was interviewing me waiting. It's even awkward to start at that point. They're like, oh, sorry.
Don't
I'm like,
I don't want to be
late. No, you can't keep people who.
Yo, if you're not five minutes early, you're late, guys.
Yeah. Just
in that case, you're
on time is late. You know why on time is late? On time is late because it takes time to sit your ass down, get your stuff out, and get sorted. So you've already wasted 3 to 5 minutes just getting ready for the conversation that you were supposed to be there 5 minutes early to do.
And if you're quote on time, you might get there after the person who you're meeting with. You can't do that. That's an impossible risk you can't take. Anyways, get focused, y'all.
Yes.
Listen, Malcolm's on the line to beat the buzzer. He's on time. He's ready to get paid. You know what I mean? Call right now if you want to beat the buzzer. What are you waiting for?
Do you want to sing first?
Oh, DJ John, of course.
Yeah. DJ John, DJ John, DJ John, DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Shall we?
DJ John.
Yo, Cass. We gotta make a double speed version of the DJ John song for the days where we're in a rush.
DJ John.
Let's double that up. Give us a 45 version.
I got you.
All right. Now, the table is set. Philly versus New York tomorrow.
That's right. At the Garden. Be there.
Ooh, it's going to be.
Oh, you're going to
be there, boy.
You know what I'm saying? You can watch on the MSG Network. And a special little thing might pop up on your screen while you're watching the game this first round of the playoffs. And while the Knicks are in the playoffs, you're going to watch a couple of things with me and a fellow heavy hitter on your screen. So
can you give us the official news now and stop talking in parables and
codes?
No. You got to wait.
All right, well, listen, since he's going to halfway tease Ebro, I've forgotten all week of all the places I've worked, just one place I haven't told anyone. Please go subscribe to my brand new Cheap Heat podcast, available wherever you find podcasts, because John doesn't know how to take the tease, Ebro. I'm going to take it. I forgot. Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg, wherever you find podcasts. A beautiful new orange and black logo. We dropped a new episode this morning.
New logo.
Make sure you subscribe.
That's
new logo.
To tune in.
Shout out to my guy, Chase. Yo, I'll tell you what, though. A new logo will get you motivated. You feel good about a logo, it will put a battery in your back. I'm going to say that right now.
It's like new clothes. Wait, maybe John is not able. Like maybe John's not able to talk about what he's doing.
Yeah.
Then maybe you got to just wait till you can take that moment. Because now we brought it up three times, and he goes, "If you, you got it. What are we doing this or what?"
It was direct. It was concise. So shut up.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't direct. It definitely wasn't direct.
If you keep your eyes open, you may see me and someone you're familiar with.
That's not direct, sir.
Tell opening pop.
Wow. How did Bill Cosby get into this? You guys are mess.
So we'll watch it on MSG, though. That's the point. We won't watch on ESPN. We'll watch on MSG.
All right, let's bring up Malcolm now. Let's get to this Beat the Buzzer situation. Malcolm.
Yeah, hello.
Malcolm, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great, sir. You know, it's Freedom Friday on the program, Malcolm. Everybody else listen right now. Not only do we got Beat the Buzzer, but we got Freedom Friday. Malcolm, other than getting money, anything else you want to say while you got the radio?
I want to shout out Northwell, because that's where I'm on my way to work right now.
There you go, Northwell Health. There you go, Malcolm. You know what to do here. You got to say stop nice and loud. You know that?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's time for Malcolm to beat the buzzer.
$170. $260. $380. $450.
Stop.
Okay, he went for the $450.
Okay.
Now something I've seen the pattern here. I think Fridays the money gets pretty high, man.
Feels like it, man.
But Malcolm, let's see how much you left on the table, bro.
Because you never know.
$520. $580. $650.
No, it's still going.
$700.
Whoa. Okay. He left, what is that, $250 on the table?
Something like that.
Yeah, $450 is yours, Malcolm.
All right.
You did pretty good, buddy. Hang on. I know you're on your way to work. We're going to get your info and get you paid quick. And Laura Styles, right now.
Let's go.
Flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411.
All right. Well, with all the Diddy drama that's going on, people were surprised to hear from Shine. And during a press conference, he says that he was 100% the fall guy in the 1989 NYC club shooting, for which he did time. Check this out.
It opens wounds when you hear, you know, the victim saying that it was Diddy that shot her. That is what is the most remarkable. Oh, you didn't see that?
I saw it.
Okay. That was triggered by a lawsuit from a producer that produced on the Love album, who is making accusations, and in those accusations he says that the gentleman confessed to the shooting. And that is what stands out to me the most, because I've done my best to put it behind me and to move forward. But it certainly reopens the wounds that I've been saying this all along. Everyone knew all along that I was the fall guy, but my political enemies and, you know, detractors tried to make me into, you know, this criminal. But everyone knew that I was a young kid that took the fall. I maintained my innocence all this time. I said I was defending myself. I didn't get into who did what. But the victim is telling you who did what. And another, I understand that there are other witnesses.
Is she accurate, sir?
I'm not going to get into that.
Oof.
Well, this is something that everybody's kind of always talked about with Shine, was the fact that, you know, something was pinned on him that because he was young and he was an artist and he was just kind of like didn't have money like that. And I believe I was always told that, you know, Diddy made sure business was handled with Shine properly. And but there was also like no forensics done. Mm-hmm. Like when you go back and look at the case, there was no bullet forensics done and there was no this and no that. So the fact that this is coming up now is mostly because Shine, I think, is running for office again in Belize, right?
I believe so. I'm not too sure.
And so his the people he's competing for in office are bringing this up. And I think that's why this reporter is bringing this up. And that's why the conversation's happening.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, he did do 8 years. He lost 8 years of his life in jail. But, ugh. Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:59. We have a high of 56 degrees. A little rain tonight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
I think our last conversation with Shine when he came by the studio. I mean, him and Diddy seem to be in a good place. And I think even in that clip that's going around on the internet, Shine talks about Diddy making investments down in Belize, too. And, you know, helping the Belizean people. So, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't bashing Diddy. He was more so saying that I've been consistent.
Yeah, and the fact that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't mention this week on the air. I don't think on the air we mentioned that at least a couple weeks ago we did mention that G Dep is out of jail. We did not mention that video though with Lisa Evers talking to him and G Dep being like, "Yo, man, I just got to get my music to Diddy.
I got like 400 songs, Diddy, let's work."
Yo, she was like, "Diddy, let's put in this work, let's go." And she's like, "Well, Diddy has some things going on." He was like, "Yeah, you know, I think he'll get
through it. Let's work." Yo, everybody in the comments was like, "Yo, nobody's going to tell him.
No one's going to tell him that this isn't."
Should I tell him?
He almost acted like it was regular problems. He was like, "Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's dealing with stuff." No. But hey, great to see G-Dep home and looking good, man. Yeah, hope he gets some music out.
What up, G-Dep?
Yo, Cash One, you got that Cash Cobain Ice Spice. We got to play what the kids is into. I think they're in the car. You don't have it?
No, nobody sent it to me, bro.
Oh, man, I got
Cash Cobain's peoples. Come on, man. You got the clean version?
I don't know if it's clean. Let's get that.
It's not clean, bro. It's not clean. I've been through it. The Ice Spice verse is not clean, bro.
DJ John, get to work. Plus, Freedom Friday. We're taking your calls. Anything you want to talk about, we got it. The Gurus and more Beat the Buzzer.
HT1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97. You want me to pull up? I'll come and slap at 8 p.m.
Friday is on. This is where we take your calls. The lines is open. You can say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Let's go to Ann first. Shiny Culture. Ann wants to talk about Jerrod Carmichael. Ann, what happened with our guy, Jerrod Carmichael? What's the problem?
I think he could have kept all that to himself. Honestly, like, nobody, like, I didn't expect to see all of that.
Well, what do you mean? Let's get specific. Jerrod has a new show on HBO Max called the Jerrod Carmichael Reality Show. I started it yesterday. So what specifically are you? It is a very impersonal. It's a like borderline oddly voyeuristic show. But what are you specifically referring to?
One of my issues is the fact that, you know, it seems like he came out late and he's just going buck wild right now. He's having sex all over the place and just telling everybody about it.
Well, like as Shiny Culture says, be free, man.
Be free.
Do you be free. He's doing and look, I agree with you, Ann. Sometimes these reality shows, I haven't seen the Jerrod Carmichael one, but sometimes these shows get too into people's lives in ways that I'm not interested in. It's not for me. But I'm sure that, you know, some people probably appreciate Jerrod showing this much of himself, though.
Yeah. And then the second thing is the way he did his friend. He's supposed to be, like, the best man. He completely just did his own outfit. He was supposed to go to a specific place. He did something else. And he didn't even show up to the wedding on time.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Thank you for the call. I will tell you this about the Jerrod Carmichael reality show. I watched part of the first episode, Ebro. It is definitively not for you. I don't know if it's for me. I don't think it is.
Why? Just because it's not for me because it's a reality show?
Or? Yeah, well, and it's like, it's hard to explain. Laura, I almost want you to watch some of it so you can understand what I mean.
Okay,
it's
I want to watch
just
it now.
So much. Like, it's so aggressively. He doesn't come off great. Like, he just. Now, listen, maybe one day he's going to tell us this was all an experiment and it wasn't actually a reality show. It was a fake reality show. I think that is possible. But it feels just like the most self-important.
So let me ask you this. So the only thing I'm privy to right now is Jerrod Carmichael was I thought it was a stand-up where he was making jokes about his white boyfriend and then playing like slave and master.
Well, that's I think a thing that happens in the show.
Got it.
And then people ran with that without context and, you know, made it sound like he's making jokes about slavery, of course. That's just people being, you know.
Well, he is making jokes about slavery.
Right, but on stage as a comedian. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they made it seem like that's what he's into in his life. So, I didn't even get to that part. But the part that I saw was just...
Well, let's have our guy Jerrod. He's been on the show a couple times. We like him.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I really like Jerrod.
So, maybe we need to have him up and have this conversation.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I spoke to him yesterday. Maybe we'll hit him up and see if he wants to come on.
Let's go. Let's see. Sean. Sean is on the line. Freedom Friday is the mode we are in. There is no Sean.
No.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Ashley.
Okay, well, anyway, Sean, you hung up. I wanted to get to you because Sean realized that he was too old for Summer Jam. And I wanted to be like, yo, that's a realization a lot of people have made.
But I would have pushed back, though.
Why?
Because I think Summer Jam is actually a really good concert for the older hip-hop fan because, A, it's way easier now that it's at UBS Arena and not at MetLife Stadium. Like, it's just an easier operation, period. It's not as long a day. It's more controlled.
Not as big.
And the fact that you can just sit in a seat and enjoy the night is dope because the young artists who you don't care about, because I feel you, dog. For those moments, you can go out in the concourse, get yourself a beverage.
UBS but Red Meth going to be there this year, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
We have a legacy act, yeah.
So you can enjoy the stuff
and you know
enjoy.
We're going to tribute Mr. C. Crazy. Come That's going to be a celebration.
So you.
I actually hear the opposite, Rosenberg. I hear be like, yo, I love Summer Jam because you guys always have a variety. Now I can enjoy it with my son or with my daughter. Like, it's a thing That's now that true. They can go together.
Yeah. But I just like that in this setup, it's not one of these festivals you have to run stage to stage. Like, if an act comes on that you're not into, all right, go grab a drink, come on back afterwards, but it's all right there for you. It's easy.
All right, we go to Mo is on the line. He wants to talk about medical bills and the conversation we had with Fat Joe maybe a week or change ago. Mo, what's going on?
Hey, bro,
how you doing? It's Freedom Friday. What'd you want to say, man?
I'm good. So I was listening to that interview and it was very interesting, but I wanted to mention one thing. Did you guys know that medical errors is the third leading cause of death in the U.S. and people don't talk about that?
You said medical errors. Mistakes.
Medical errors. Mistakes in hospitals is the third leading cause of death in this country and nobody talks about that.
I did not know
and
that.
And also, if you look at it, it's $210 billion in medical error billings every single year. $210 billion last year alone. If you go online, you can find the stats on that. And nobody talks about it. If they send you your bill, make sure you ask them for an itemized bill that details how they charge you for every single thing on there because they're just going to throw numbers on it.
Well, and that's also what Fat Joe was saying, too, is there's no kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, Laura?
Accountability?
Not even accountability, but there's no rhyme or reason for the actual cost. Like, it's not uniform. Like, two people could be getting the same procedure in different hospitals and getting charged different prices. Fat Joe was even saying two people could be getting the same procedure in the same hospital and be getting charged different prices for the same procedure.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what he's talking
Thank
about.
Thank you, Mo.
Is, right. I did have a friend who asked for the itemized bill and found so many errors and reduced her hospital bill by a lot, which was very interesting. I hear that a lot.
Yo, that's can you imagine, like, you're going through some life-changing medical thing and
ridiculous,
and you have to be like, yo, send me the itemized receipt so that I can go through and see if you double charge me, triple charge me.
Bro, you got everyone listening could go chapter and verse about how horrible the medical situation is in this country. It's like, it's just an app. No matter what you're trying to do, it just feels like it's difficult. It feels like you spend money on insurance, and then the insurance companies don't want you to even get to use the insurance. The hospitals don't want to communicate with you. By the way, don't try to reach out to your family member's doctor who just has, like, regular insurance and is going to some regular hospital and try to get information. You know how hard it is to get the information on your loved ones?
You can't even help them. Well, because of the hip. Is it HIPAA? HIPAA?
Yeah, but then even, like, for example, we're trying to do it with a family member of ours. They put you on the list so you can get the information. Now we just can't get a call back from the doctor. Yeah. Like, why are doctors the only jobs you can't call people? Like, why can't I get you on the phone? Why do you have why do you operate in a world where I have to go through a goddamn portal to talk to you? Why do we have to deal with portals to talk to these people? Like, they're not human beings.
And we're at a point where people would rather take an Uber or a taxi to the emergency room.
Because ambulance costs.
Because that ambulance bill is too crazy. And
that's a very real thing. I mean, people walk around with the thing on their wrist that says, don't call an ambulance for me. But the whole thing, man, from top to bottom, it's terrible.
Ashley's on the line. We are Freedom Fridaying it up. We appreciate all your phone calls, Ashley.
Yes, I'm here.
The big topic yesterday, and it comes back today, you want to talk about farts.
I do. I kind of want to side with Shawnee. Like, it's very natural. And, like, I'm in a relationship with a girl, and my girlfriend hates when I throw farts, but I'm not going to run to the bathroom every time and let loose.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. And by the way,
you heard it, but you don't agree.
See, here's the thing, and I just want to make sure that we're careful here. Because there's a spectrum of letting loose.
If you will.
Like, because when I say I ripped a fart, that means it was loud and I on purpose meant for it to have force behind it.
You do that?
Like when you rip a fart, right? But then there are farts that are kind of on the precipice of the sphincter. The muscle can't quite control it, and the flatulent oozes past the gatekeeper of the sphincter. Hang on, guys. This is important stuff. It doesn't make noise, and it was inadvertent. It wasn't on purpose. I think there should be some grace for that. Like,
Your descriptions, honestly, bro, your descriptions are so gross that I now consider you as bad as Shawnee. He wanted to. No, just like you, Shawnee, putting girls' heads under the blanket. Y'all are now the same.
We're not the same. I'm letting you know that I understand how to control. I'm a master of controlling the fart.
If you can control your body, then sometimes letting them loose, you know when they're bad and you know when they're good.
Okay, are you saying to us that when you know if it's bad, in that case, you will walk away and make sure you don't let...
Absolutely.
Then there you go. Then we're clean. We're on the same page.
I don't want to deal with the wrath of my girlfriend from that. But if it's just loud and... You know, has a little tune. I don't mind. That's hilarious.
A little tune.
Got a little vibration to it.
Nah, bro.
Listen. A little tune.
Listen, Ashley, you seem like lots of fun, and like you be the homie, but it ain't sexy.
A little tune, nah, man.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, you know I mean.
Definitely not my sexy moments for sure. But yes, like laughing and fun for sure. I'm down for it.
Okay. Ashley, thank you so much.
Ashley, I'm gonna send you a bumper sticker. Let the fart be free.
Yo, thank you so much. Can I just do a shout out to my godson? Today's
of course.
His birthday.
Yeah.
Say happy birthday, Rakai. I love you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday, Rakai. Your godmom farts.
Shawnee, following up on the point she made. Following up on the point she made.
Yeah.
If you had a meal that, for whatever reason, the way the Brussels sprouts were cooked,
had me rumbling.
And you have a hunch by the way it's sitting in your stomach that it's not going to smell good. It's going to be definitively bad.
Mm-hmm.
Will you make an effort at that point? to not let it go with the person sitting next to you, or regardless of the smell. Like, even if you think it's going to be potent, you still just go, I'm letting it go. It's natural.
Now, if it feels real rumbly and like it's about to go down earthquake style, nah, I'm gonna excuse myself in that scenario. But I may hesitate if I'm laying down and already in bed. If we're on the couch, I might be like, you know what? I'm not even going to do it to you.
Now, Shawnee, I'm going to keep it real with you.
If I'm almost asleep.
If Jazz is asleep and everyone's asleep, yeah. And I'm gonna pull the blanket back.
That's right.
And I'm going to do what I do. Everybody sleep, baby.
Come home, family.
But I'm not going to. It's not going to be loud.
Right. Okay.
And I hope that it doesn't stink enough to wake up.
Wait, so are you pulling the move? Are you pulling the very rare and only high level fart move of, you know, if you sort of you're laying in bed, you want to keep it quiet, you pull on your butt a certain way, you can make it not as loud?
Oh my God.
Now, so that there's no vibration of the buttocks.
If you pull the cheeks a certain way, yeah, you can adjust the
sound. I don't know if I got to do all that, bro.
Was that some, like, you putting a silencer on your joint?
Yeah, no, you can silence it. You can silence it. That's right, man.
Yo, that's
good. You gotta angle it.
Wrap this up, man. Let's get to the gurus.
Yo, it's Freedom Friday, guys. Let's all just fart on the count of three.
Yo, angles, family.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
The Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite to shine the light.
Bring you out of the darkness.
And into the light.
That's right.
Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Let's hop on lily pads. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who is out there in need of the guru.
Zen.
Refreshing. Nothing like a Friday lily pad jump. You know what I mean? For all of us.
Loop.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
That's right.
Send your emails today. Maybe we'll get to it next week. Maybe you never know.
You never know.
Hello, gurus. Huge fan. Love and respect the show. And I've been teetering on the idea of writing to you all for a while now. Mm-hmm. I really respect each of your lived experiences and would love some of your insight. Mm-hmm. I am a newish mom. Postpartum has done a number on my mental. Mm. When my daughter turned one, my husband began traveling for work. For context, he is an ambitious small business owner, and my man hustles to take care of us. In the second year of this, the withdrawals from our relationship became so egregious that we deeply considered separation. Therapy has helped us walk away from this. Thank you for always advocating for mental wellness. My dilemma, I must admit that since all the traveling began, I have become very insecure and hyper-aware of my husband's phone and whereabouts. Primarily for experiencing instances where he'd be away on trips and his phone would, quote, die. He would be hard to reach. Sometimes I wouldn't hear from him for over 24 to 36 hours.
Nah, bro.
Okay. Mm.
To which he faults work and poor time management.
Nah.
Furthermore, he refuses to share his location with me.
Mm-mm.
When I check his phone, which I'm not happy to admit, I don't ever find anything. I've never taken my husband to be this kind of person, and we are both doing the active work to really improve all aspects of our marriage, except the sex. This area seems to be stagnant, and I am craving more. This voice in the back of my head keeps bringing about doubts. If he's not desiring me, then who is he desiring? I'm unsure of how to find peace within myself and really move forward and let go of the doubts that he's entertaining someone else. Any advice? Can I just say just one thing real quick?
Mm.
The sex part alone at the end, I would say relax. You guys not having sex doesn't mean he's desiring anyone else. That's right.
But it does contribute to the insecurity.
If you have this other stuff,
yeah.
Now you can't help but think about what would normally just be regular married life stuff as, well, what the hell's going on here?
I don't know what he does for work. Right, I don't know what he does.
She said though that he's a small business.
But I don't know what that means. That could be all type of things. The reason I frame it like that is because if his phone doesn't die, because there's some people who are just terrible at charging their phone. Like that, that's a thing. But that should be also occurring when he's not traveling.
Honestly, Ebro, like your phone died and you don't hear from him 24 to 36 hours.
You know how many charging? You know how many places there are to buy a charger, charge a thing, check on your even make sure your family is good. Like you guys have a 1-year-old. Like what are we talking about?
I don't know if there's a restaurant that you would go to where they don't have a bartender there, someone who would take your phone and charge it for you. Like it's very tough. This is.
But you know,
I don't like what's happening here, Shawnee. I don't like it either.
But I do want to give him the benefit of the doubt, only because she said she's never suspected this of him. One, and two, she's not found any evidence that would prove that he is that way. Correct. So just to give, so that she doesn't leave here like I knew my hunch was right and start to attack dude. She doesn't think he's like that. She doesn't have evidence he's like that.
For the record, I just want to say, and I know this from some would say some level of experience, you could be very good at hiding stuff in your phone.
For sure. I mean, you're not.
Like,
I mean, you're
no one's finding anything, ever.
But to Shani's point, I think what she should walk away today from you guys as the gurus mm-hmm. is with articulating to him the combination of our lack of sex life, me being a new mom, and you going MIA for 24 to 36 hours has me feeling crazy.
Right.
And I need your help.
Yeah, because if she's already feeling this way and she's calling us to say, what do I do about this anxiety I'm feeling? And we just be like, word, dude is suspect. We didn't really help her.
You're right. You're right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
You're right.
So I'm saying to remove what she's already thinking instead of just adding to what she's thinking. He may not be doing it, but
he may not be.
To what Ebro was saying and what I was thinking, you are going to have to communicate. He may want space from you when he's away, possibly, and he don't want to be connected, which is not good either because you have a child. And it's really the combination of elements. Long relationships do lack sex. That's just real talk.
Can I throw in one other thing that bothered me, though?
Sure.
And I know we could disagree on this, especially Shawnee. I don't understand when partners don't want to use the location thing with their partner, bro. I don't get
it. Yeah, I would disagree with that for sure.
Yeah, I want my partner's. I need my partner's location on their phone now that it's. I never look at it. No, I do look at it.
But it depends on the time. Well, like, so for instance, your partner does some crazy traveling. You're walking up the side of a damn volcano to take photos with some randos in Chile. I need your location, bro.
Correct.
Like, that's the type of thing where it's kind of like, yo, I need to. My own anxiety needs to know that you've actually made it to the location.
Correct.
Not because I think you don't want to be at the location,
right.
But just safety.
I've never for one second wanted her location because I'm worried about anything except her safety.
Right.
I gave my partner my location all the time because just in case anything happens, and he was like, "Yep, me too." But it wasn't even we didn't think about.
Oh, I don't know.
Her knowing where I'm at. Like,
yeah,
at
I don't
point,
mind the location like, thing either. It doesn't
who cares?
Bother.
Yeah, why? Because that's a little thing. If you're traveling a lot,
mm-hmm.
I would say you're going to random cities. You have a wife and baby at home. If God forbid something were to happen, don't you want them to be able to at least go, yo, I have his last location. It was at blank.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of basic stuff for safety that we now, it's one of the, listen, I hate so much about tech. This is one of the good things about tech that you could do. And he says, it is a little
sus to me. It's hard. I mean, and that's where the, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, but it's,
you the have quandary, the paradox.
Yeah, the paradox.
The debacle.
You know what I'm saying? Because in an emergency, you do want that. And everybody would want that. You know what I'm saying? But then you have outside of the emergency, this invisible leash that you may feel your partner has on you, right? I'm just saying.
And people do, but I don't
yo,
know.
Yo, listen, Shani, you've just talked yourself and me out of the point I was trying to make to not make her nervous.
What, right. An invisible leash? That sounds negative.
No. What's negative is not only does he not want the quote, air quote, invisible leash, you don't even want to make sure you check in a 10, 12, 15, 24, 36 hour cycle?
It's insane.
What are we talking about right now,
Shani,
my man?
Your wife is on a trip, you don't hear from her?
To make your family feel like nothing is happening to you. Just because you love them.
100%. Yes. No, you know what? Listen, I am not disagreeing with any of you. I agree with you, and I would want to know where my lady is. I'm not even talking about cheating, Shani.
I'm talking about disregard for the feelings of people who love you. That's what I'm talking about.
True.
And if you can't bring yourself to be like, yo, people love me so much that they need to know that I'm safe, I'm going to check in, I don't know, 5 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours, 24. See, the lady's even just saying, just 24. Give me 24. Can I get a 24-hour checkup?
But then, so what does she do?
She tells him what we just said a minute ago.
These are the ways I'm feeling. We haven't had a lot of sex. You're traveling a lot. You disappear. Your phone dies. All of these things add up to making me feel terrible. What can you work with me on here?
I like
this,
that.
Because this isn't working for me. So that if that means sharing your location, that would be great. If that means
I'm concerned about you. If that means you being
way better about communicating, that would be great. If that means I see improvement in our sex life, that would also be great.
Right.
Give me something.
And would you say, Rosenberg, would you say she could even leave out the sex part so that he doesn't even feel like she thinks that he's...
correct.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly,
because the sex part is the part that it could work itself out. Things come in ebbs and flows. Those other things, though, these basic choices he's making, yo, work with me, fam. I mean, I'm telling you, my girl goes on a trip, and I don't hear from her for 24 hours. Y'all already know I'm at the police department. That's a fact. I have already found someone that Ebro knows in the city, and they're tracking. We are going to work 24 hours.
I'm with you.
A full day, bro? You haven't heard from somebody that you live with, that you have a child with, in a full day?
Not to mention, my wife, when she leaves the house, calls me literally every 18 minutes. So if 24 hours passes, something's going on. So anyways,
at the very least, he's being inconsiderate.
And
that's what the conversation fact.
So have a conversation. We all agree.
So say the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We love no weakness.
Yeah, life's pretty sweet. Can be bitter.
It's time to beat the buzzer again. Let's get to it before we get back into flashing lights. We got Ashley on the line. Ashley, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes.
Okay, say stop nice and loud. You need help?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Shiny Culture, she's ready. Ashley.
And by the way, I listen to you guys like every morning, so I love you guys' radio station.
Oh, thank you so much. Ashley, where are you calling us from?
Every day when we take my dad to work, we love you guys.
Well, tell dad we love him too, and we love the whole family. Where are you guys calling us from?
Kingston, New York.
Kingston, New York. Kingston.
Hey, home of my dad.
Up top. That's way up top. Wait, your dad's from Kingston, Roseburg?
Yeah, we're all from Kingston.
And Choshi.
Well, I guess you guys are related. Here we go. Right. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if you can win because Rosenberg's dad's from up there and y'all might be related. But anyway, here we go. Let's beat the buzzer with Ashley.
$130. $180. $260. $330. $450. $530.
Oh, she went with the $530. $530 is yours, Ashley. All good.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Great job. Let's see what else you left on the table.
Okay.
$590. $650.
$650. Oh, so you did good. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Hang on, Ashley. Great job. We're going to get you paid. And everybody else listening, your next chance to beat the buzzer is at 12 noon. Laura Styles in the flashing light.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
All right. So Nas has confirmed the speculation that began earlier in the week when he posted a throwback photo of DJ Premier. New music has indeed dropped. They dropped a new single called Define My Name. So we mentioned this yesterday because we were curious because we were like, wait a second. Nas titled his Instagram post. He was like, then versus now, what if?
Is it an album?
So right now we got a single. But I have a feeling something else is cooking.
I mean, I hope you're right. I'm into it. I'm down. I'm totally into it.
Primo's been dropping these little one-offs of people.
Just a month ago, he put out a record with Snoop that was fire.
That's right. So that's still bubbling, you know? Either way, though, cool. I mean, who doesn't enjoy this?
Now, Lord, you did say that this is in celebration of 30 years of Illmatic, right?
No, you did. You were mentioning it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, this is a celebration of the 30th anniversary of one of the greatest albums of all time.
Facts. Queens, what up?
I can't take it. It's 30 years today, guys.
It's that the day.
Oh, which part can you take? The fact that we've been celebrating since it was 20 years or the fact that it's 30 years?
No. First of all, Ebro, bite your tongue. We've been celebrating since 10, my guy.
Has it been? Yo.
10, bro.
They did
a thing in 04. They did 14. They did 19. Listen,
and we, classic. Yo, and me and Rosenberg are always like, here we go again. But it is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Absolutely. And no, the part that I can't take is not any of that. It's just I can't believe 30. That's just such a big number.
Well, see,
and I guess if the album still hits so well, it's like you can't even believe that it's that old when you listen to it.
Well, later on the show, I don't know what happened in rap because Nas was, what, 18, 19 when this dropped?
Yeah.
Yes.
30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why was he so smart and eloquent? And what happened to the education system or the people who want to rap? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because he also came from nothing. He was 18 years old, 17 when he was making it.
Yes.
And he was making straight poetry.
Now, maybe it's because his father's a jazz musician. I think his mom was a teacher. He read books. You know, reading books is very helpful to your vocabulary. But also, I think it's important to note that there was just a premium placed upon the ability to storytell and articulate vivid visions.
True.
That I don't know if there's a premium placed on that. The other thing that I think should be noted, too, is as a young person, Nas allowed greats into his sphere to work with, right? Like, that was something he wanted to do, like working with DJ Premier or working with Pete Rock or working with Q-Tip or Large Professor. Right? Like, he wanted to have that on his album and was smart enough to do it. Or maybe he didn't know he needed it, but the people around him was like, yo, bro, you want this fire. Trust me.
Word.
So remember, they're all only a few years older than him, and they were like the vets. Now, if a young artist were to bring in the vets who are a few years older than him, they're still idiots doing nothing. So, what are you going
to
do?
And think about it. Your first album is one of the greatest albums of all time.
That's so wild.
Like, consensus. Like, right. Nobody even argues that.
There's classes on it. University classes on it.
I mean, it was five mics then. Everyone thought it was great then. This is not modern. This is not something that people started to think about.
No, this is not recent history bias of something.
Nah,
this is not because it got repopular on TikTok.
Exactly. In 94, people said, oh, this is a classic. In 94.
Right.
And every time they celebrate it, the conversation continues.
Well, now we got a new installment in the legacy of Nas and DJ Premier, right? Lauren Staff?
Yes. Yes, it's the single is called Define My Name.
All right.
So we can get that on for you, but that is your flashing light report.
N-A-S. What defines my name? Name existed forever. Means victory, helper. Whole name means protector. Shorten it by two letters. Without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow where the blonde was a 10. Vape-